Do you watch the Big Bang Theory?
Pledge, Ms. Rowletta, would you lead us, please?
Certainly. Please join me in prayer. Dear God, we meet to serve our community, to use our resources wisely and well, and to represent our citizens fairly so that we can make decisions that promote the common good. We recognize our responsibility to the past and the future, as well as the rights and needs of both individuals and the community. As trusted servants, we seek blessings on our efforts here tonight. May we act wisely and well. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rowletta. Thank you also to Ms. Bush for the flowers that we have on the dais. They're beautiful fall arrangement. We appreciate it as always. Moving on to section two of our agenda tonight, the adoption of the consent calendar.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
All in favor of the motion to adopt, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Number three.
Is your speaker on? There you go.
I can use my outdoor voice if I need to, but
okay.
The mic would be better. So item number three, appearance of visitors. Welcome to those of you who have signed up to speak. I think we have one tonight. Thank you for your interest in Greenville County Schools. Just to go over the procedures that we follow, when I call your name, you can proceed to the podium at the end of the board dais, where there's a microphone and the light system. You have 3 minutes to speak. The light system will be green for the first 2 minutes and will turn yellow when you have 1 minute remaining. In keeping with board policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members will not be permitted. All speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with the speaker or respond to comments, and the superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to each speaker in an appropriate and timely manner. So tonight we have Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis, would you like to come forward?
I'm Bob Davis. I live at 670 Elm Court in Greer, South Carolina. And I'm concerned about the prerequisites for leadership and citizenship in our American society, or even global society, if you want to carry it that far. I keep getting a lot of wonderful books that are just treasures. Got one here, When a Nation Forgets God, Seven Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany. I would recommend this book to everyone in the sound of my voice today. And plus, here's another one, Tolerating Tyranny. Now, this is a pastor that wrote this book. This man has godly insight like few have. And I found out today that his books are still available. And he's got some things in here about the government. He mentions the 14th Amendment. Now, our country was sold out from what our founding fathers fought the American Revolution over. Independence for the states and the citizens. And they surrendered with the 14th Amendment to giving the government complete authority over the states and its dictatorship and tyranny against God and man in every form. And it's getting out of control. We're losing our freedoms, our liberties. Christians are being jailed, being arrested. The children can't pray in school. They can't have a Bible in the schools. But homosexuality is taught, and lesbianism is taught, communism is taught, humanism is taught. Man is the measure of all things, humanism says. But my Bible says God is the measure of all things. I have this book on humanism that is written by a godly man. He's a missionary, or a evangelist, with his whole family involved in the ministry. And I found a little article here that kind of explains what a lot of this is all about. In Luke 6:39, it talks, Jesus talking in a parable says, "Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch?" My friends, we're falling into the ditch today with blind, spiritually blind leadership. Without the Word of God, you're going to be blind. And this article goes on to explain the will of man is to do evil. And then it says that beyond that, man has a conscience.
and he has a responsibility to not allow his conscience to guide him. It's the truth of the Word of God. It's going to give him proper understanding of the role of government, the role of leaders, the role of citizens. And if we don't have leaders like that, we're going to be in a desperate bit of trouble, because people are promoting Islamists who will chop off heads. They have female mutilation, and they do not tolerate anyone leaving or refusing Islam. And do you want to live under a dictatorship like that? You get someone that's lived in a Muslim country who's converted to Christianity, see how ready they are to go back there. And folks, I'm telling you, I'm a Christian, and I love my Jesus, but he's forbidden everywhere in this society today. And we're accountable to God. The Bible says every one of us shall give an account to God.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Moving on to section 4 of our agenda, we have the superintendent's report. So, Mr. Royster, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Good evening. I have really two items in the superintendent's report tonight. First, I would like to take this opportunity to recognize Susan Griffin, who has served us well as an assistant superintendent for special ed services. She is leaving the district to accept an opportunity in the private sector in her area of expertise, but she leaves us having made great strides and leaves us well positioned to address the needs of our students in the area of special services. So we want to thank her for her service and wish her well in her new role. Now we have a video that we want to share with you. Before we start that video, though, I want to express my appreciation for the support of the board and the recommendations made by the administration in last year's budget, providing when we addressed the utilization of fund balance last November. One of those items, as you recall, were some much-needed instruments for our band and strings program. Some of you were able to attend a concert that our bands participated in. We have a little video tonight from a number of our bands and our strings groups expressing their appreciation and sharing with you, because it's not possible for everybody to go to every location and see all this, but sharing with you some of those instruments that were purchased. And also, I want to remind all of us of the great importance to our program of all extracurricular activities. I know you all know that importance, but whether it be band or chorus or strings, speech and debate, ROTC, football, baseball, basketball, track and field, those are items that get and keep students engaged in school. And we know by their very participation in those many activities that they are less likely to drop out, they're more likely to graduate, they have higher grades, they're less likely to have discipline issues, and they have better attendance. So there are great benefits in the short term and in the long term for those many lessons of discipline and achievement that they can gain either in a concert setting, on an athletic field, or in other areas of competition. So let's share that with you now as the superintendent's report tonight. Thank you. those of you familiar with our band and strings programs may have noticed that in some cases they chose to have the whole group. In other cases, they're simply displaying the new instruments and it's part of the group. But what a tremendous and lasting difference that $1.9 million investment will make in the lives of all those young people, the ones you saw pictured, those you didn't see pictured, and those who will follow them in the band and strings programs throughout the district. So on behalf of the administration, we appreciate your continued commitment to the support of those very important programs.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. I know that those of us that attended the event were excited to see all the new instruments and the students and how excited they were. I think it's the only opportunity all 14 bands have to actually perform together because they go to different contests throughout the year. So I think that's really important. Do I have other board members that might want to comment?
Yeah,
Ms. Rowletter?
I have been impressed ever since we passed the budget to give them this extra money with how deeply appreciative all of these people are, the children, the band directors. It's a real windfall, but as we all know, band and, you know, strings are probably the most expensive extracurricular to participate in because of the cost of the instruments. So what we did, although wonderful, is a drop in the bucket. We need to keep these children in mind as the years roll on and these instruments age out. Anytime we can throw a little extra money their way, I think it would be great if we continue doing this because they are deeply appreciative. And I really liked seeing this, and I enjoyed the band presentation the other night, too. So thank you to Mr. Royster for making those recommendations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Roller. Ms. Levent as well.
First of all, I love the music to the presentation, the slides. It was really very nice. It was great seeing all of the schools represented Saturday night on the field. And the students took pride in their appearance and their performance. And I was amazed at all the participation from the parents and their families and their community members who supported that function that started at 5 and ended, I don't know, it was after 9. It was very impressive. It was very exciting. And it's always great to see our young people perform. And whether it's academically, athletically, musically, whatever the situation is, it's exciting to watch our students flourish and grow and make us so proud of them because they make us proud. They're great kids, they're great students, and they're great representatives of our Greenville County School District as well as their own families. Thank you.
And Mr. Royster, it was a little entertainment for us at the board meeting too, which we always like to have in this way, so great. So we're going to move on with the agenda now to our action items for the night. Item 5.01 is land swap agreement with the City of Greenville. We have a recommended motion from the administration.
Madam Chair.
Ms. Rowletter.
I move to approve the land swap of 0.873 acres of city property for 0.803 acres of district property at no cost.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to item 5.02, resolution to the State Board of Education for surplus property at Blue Ridge High. Again, we have a recommended motion from the administration.
Madam Chair.
Ms. Rowletter.
I move to approve the resolution declaring 0.81 acres at Blue Ridge High School surplus so that it may be sold.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on this motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.03. Request to hear personnel grievance. We have a recommended motion from the administration.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Sailors.
If I can get him to pull up. I make a motion to uphold the decision of the administration and deny the hearing for the grievance.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Item 5.04, review of financial controls audit 2014. Mr. Barber, we have you here tonight for that presentation, so I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This audit was performed to review, evaluate, and document the district's financial internal controls. This report consists of 6 observations, 2 address improvements, 2 internal controls, and 4 address organizational issues. We are presenting this report for your acceptance, Madam Chairman. This concludes my presentation, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Do I have a, we have a recommended motion. Do I have a maker?
Move approval. Second.
Okay, I have a motion to accept the audit or review of financial internal controls 2014, duly seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion or any questions for Mr. Barber?
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Sailors.
Does the administration have any any comments related to these observations?
Mr. Royster.
Only those comments as listed in the administration's management action plan.
Okay.
Some of the information we simply received is information. Other items have already been acted on.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, again, the recommended motion is to accept the audit and review of financial internal controls 2014. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Item 5.05, additional audit request. Mr. Barber, would you like to?
Yes, ma'am. This is an additional audit project to be added to our 2015 annual audit plan. The objective of this project is to review costs, consumption, and internal controls governing the systems of the fuel tank monitoring system at the distribution center and the Donaldson Bus Center.
Okay, we have a recommended motion. Do we have a maker?
Madam Chair, I move to approve this additional audit project request.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Are there any discussion or any questions for Mr. Barber?
Going in
the gas business. All right, hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Item 5.06, the tax increment financing agreement with the City of Greenville. I want to state for the record that I'm recusing myself from this discussion in this matter in totality, and I'm going to hand the gavel over to Dr. O'Connor to run the meeting.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Wells, duly noted. I would like to ask Mr. Royster if he would like to begin this item by giving us an update on the status. Sorry, excuse me.
And I'll be happy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well, before you do that, I guess for the record, because I'm employed by the City of Greenville, that would be my reason for my recusal.
Thank you.
Mr. Webb is going to present on behalf of the administration.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. O'Connor.
Thank you, Mr. Webb.
Thank you. The City of Greenville created 2 tax increment financing districts in the 1980s. Those would be the Central Business District and the West End District, and one in the 1990s, the Viola Street District, to spur economic development in blighted areas in and around downtown. The 3 TIFs have successfully accomplished this goal, which has resulted in the generation of additional tax revenue above the annual amount needed for the payment of the principal and interest of the bonds that were originally issued by the city to pay for the projects within the TIF areas. The agreement before you tonight addresses the distribution of this additional revenue. Under the terms of the agreement, the city agrees to end the Viola Street District in 2016, 12 years earlier than the duration contained in the TIF plan. The city also agrees to close the West End District in 2021, 1 year earlier than the duration contained in that TIF plan. With regard to the additional revenue generated by the Central Business District and the West End District, the city will distribute to the district a projected amount between $20 and $25 million in expected revenue over the next 6 years. The district would then realize, beginning in September 2021, the full amount of enhanced tax revenue resulting from the redevelopment of these three TIF areas.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Ms. Leventis Wells.
I'd like to make the motion to approve the tax increment financing agreement with the City of Greenville.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions by board members? Okay, hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, like sign. And the motion carries. And if you'd like, I'll just finish out the remaining items. The next item on the agenda is the Internal Auditing Services Project Status Report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you. We're presenting our monthly status report on the projects that we're currently working on and the percentage of completion that they are currently in. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions or comments by board members? And this is for information only?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hearing none, thank you, Mr. Barber. Appreciate your willingness to be prepared for our comments, but there are none tonight, so we'll move on to the next item, which is hearing from committee liaisons from the board. And I know that we do have one board member who would like to give an update, Mr. Meek, on your advocacy committee.
Thank you, Dr. O'Connor. For my report this evening, I just want to take a moment to remind our board of some upcoming meetings sponsored by the advocacy committee. First, on Wednesday, September the 30th, which is not very long off, we will be hosting leaders in the economic development from across the county at a luncheon which will focus on providing them with information about our district that they can share with prospective businesses. I have a list of those invitees who have responded that they will attend. If you would like one, please see me after the meeting. Also, please remember our small group meetings with legislators, which begin next month. While you are more than welcome to attend any of the meetings, an invitation to the one in your area was placed in your box for your information. Thank you all for participating in these meetings. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Meek. Are there any other committee reports or comments by liaisons from those? Okay. The next item and final item for the evening is 8.01, the finance report. Mr. Royster?
I do not believe that Mr. Knotts has a formal report tonight, but he stands ready to answer any question you may pose with his near encyclopedic knowledge of the budget.
Mr. Meek?
Thank you. I only have one question. When will we have the final result on the audit for the last fiscal year?
On the
outside auditors, when will their final report be in?
That comes to the board at the November board meeting.
November board meeting.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Mr. Knotts? And I would like to call on Ms. Leventis Wells for one additional item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to recognize the students from Furman University, the students from USC Upstate, students from Anderson University, and did I leave anyone out?
Me?
Yeah.
And Mr. Meek, who graduated from...
Well, you forgot Mr. Baxter went to Columbia College.
Columbia College.
Mr. Baxter's a graduate of CC.
So, yes.
So anyway, let's give our students, because they're in education, music, and so forth.
We're going to let Ms. Wells come back in. She wants to add one more comment. Yeah, well, please do.
We also have a representative from the teacher forum here tonight, Ms. Stacy Hall.
I deliberately left out Clemson.
Oh, no, that wasn't it.
Oh, that's right. You did leave that out, didn't you?
Best for life.
That's right. And she's a band teacher, too. Oh, my goodness. So we're
Thank
glad
you.
To have someone from the teachers forum here as well.
Thank you very much to all of you for attending and to board members for your thoughtful participation. And
Madam Chairman,
with that, Mr. Sailors?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Okay, so moved. Second. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
I dare you to say no.
Any opposed?
Thank you. Any opposed? Like sign. The meeting is adjourned.
Why? What?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.